It is Thursday, May 9th, 2013. This is Ozarks at Large. I'm Kyle Kellums.
I'm Christina Thomas.
We are inside the Anthony and Susan Hoy News Studio. With us, Jody Beznoska, who is Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center.
Hello.
Welcome back.
Thank you.
Hi.
Artist Fear is off and running.
Yes, we've begun. It's we had our first weekend. You know, Mother Nature threw us a bit of a, I guess, curveball would be the right phrase.
That's a big breaking curveball, yes.
There was a good break on that one.
Yes.
It dove right over the
yes.
plate. But we had a great weekend, and thank you to everybody who came out and was flexible with the weather. A bunch of great concerts at the WAC and at our various chapels throughout the region. And now we kind of move into kids and family mode with Artisphere. There's some really wonderful children's theater programming that begins on Saturday, actually. Right now, actually, one of these companies is in town and they're performing for schools.
Oh, great.
Boats.
So,
Boats.
I'm going to talk to a couple of those guys later today.
Yeah.
And you'll hear it tomorrow because I understand what they can do with their voices is amazing.
Yeah, they're pretty incredible.
Sort of ventriloquists, I guess.
I'm not sure if it's
we'll
that.
Okay.
Or if it's just, you know, the creation of different characters. Boats is a very simple little play. It's in Star Theater, so it's smaller. It's going to be intimate. But it's this, you know, they're using puppets and their faces and their voices to create this world. And I have not seen it yet, but I have heard it's one of the best smart little children's pieces that we will bring here.
You say simple, and so little ones can come, right?
I think this one is 7 and up.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. There's Grug, which is in a couple of weeks. That one is for, I believe, younger kids. But when I say simple, I mean there's not a lot of bells and whistles. You know, it's not like a big show with sparkly lights and and big costumes. It's very intimate. I think Laura Goodwin, our Vice President of Learning and Engagement, describes this company really well. She says they create theater that doesn't talk down to kids.
Right.
Like, it respects the kids and their imaginations and their role as humans. You know, they're not, you don't have to just entertain them and make things sparkle. You can have substance and content that appeals to them.
And so there's still some opportunities to see Boats.
Yes. Boats is playing for schools today and tomorrow, but there are actually three performances on Saturday. We have a 10 a.m., a 12 p.m., and a 2 p.m., and the tickets are only
$5. Oh, my.
Yeah, so lots of opportunity if you're out and about. Drop by. It's not a long show. I believe it's probably only 60, 70 minutes.
Okay.
It's really worth it if you have little ones. That's on the 11th on Saturday. Also on Saturday, our partners at Clubhouse Fitness will be doing a natural movement series event. It's called The Art of Strength. And you can get more information about where that happens on our Artisphere website. So also Saturday, 9:30, check it out on our website for some great exercise related to Artisphere, which is pretty cool. Then on the 12th, which is Sunday, we'll have We're Going on a Bear Hunt.
Mm-hmm.
This is a children's program in the Big Hall. This one is also, I think, good for littler ones.
Okay.
And this is a storybook that a lot of kids have read and know and will come to life on that. That's a 2 o'clock show on Sunday. Then let's see. We break away from Artisphere for one evening, and we do The Price is Right Live.
Come on down.
May 16th. You actually can sign up to participate and be in the show. You could get picked to be up on stage and play the games. So that happens prior to the show, I believe, when you come in.
Well, I have a question. So I know on the show, all the contestants, all the people in the audience wear, you know, Price is Right t-shirts that they've made.
Oh.
So if you're coming to the Price is Right next week, should you make a t-shirt?
I don't think anybody would object if you did, but I don't think it's required.
Okay.
Can you win prizes?
Yes.
Wow.
It's the actual game show, just it's not televised and it's not hosted by Drew Carey.
Will there be a car on the stage of the Walton Arts Center?
I don't think so,
okay.
But somebody could actually win a car. On the 18th of May, also a Saturday, I believe, we will have more children's programming. This is another puppet company, also in Star Theater, and this is called Grug.
Mm-hmm.
And this is the story of the problem-solving haystack, as you described him. This little character who literally kind of looks like a haystack, and he goes out and has adventures and figures things out. And this is, again, a really strong, sensitive, intimate kind of program for kids that I think will just be delightful. So that's on the 18th at 10 o'clock, 12 o'clock, and 2 o'clock. Or another fitness event on the 18th as well, 9:30. That's the Urban Challenge,
right,
which is the one that winds through Fayetteville, and you'll run upstairs and you'll go through the city. And
trail mix it for people who like to sweat.
Yeah. If you want to work out, this is your event. Okay, so then the following week we'll have War Horse, which is not technically part of Artisphere, although we might as well put it in there because it's animals. And,
right.
And I just realized yesterday that Warhorse is actually running over Memorial Day weekend.
Yes.
So if you have family coming in, this is going to – I have family coming in and we're going to go see it. It's a wonderful – it's a play. It has music, but it is a play. It's not a song and dance musical. And it is also puppets. So we have this theme of puppets happening right now. But these puppets are award-winning puppets created by the Handspring Puppet Company out of South Africa. If you want to see footage of them, I really would recommend that, because once you see them, I think you'll want to come see the show. You can get that on our Facebook page. We've got lots of videos posted up there. It's the end. It's the last show in our Broadway season, and we are so proud that we have it. It's the first national tour, so don't miss it. It's from the 22nd through the 26th of May. And then we will also have Scooby-Doo Musical Mysteries Live. I believe that's a couple days after Warhorse closes.
Best recommended for meddling kids.
Yes. And then we move into the June timeframe, where there's lots of Artisphere things going on. I'll give you a little heads up about an event on June 8th. This is it's a film screening that we're having at Walton Arts Center, where we'll be screening a piece about Patrick Doherty's work.
Oh, he created
the stick.
Yeah. He created the stick works that are still outside of Walton Arts Center. And we'll also have a film by Sarah Ginsberg, who has been in town filming Artisphere stuff recently in the last couple days, and a film about Craig Colarusso, who is a local artist whose Sunboxes, which is a visual arts installation, are going to be going up all over the place around Northwest Arkansas. So he has a film as well. So we'll be screening all three of those films together on June 8th, and that's a free event.
Excellent.
Yeah, lots going on.
If people want to know more about Artisphere, artispherefestival.org.
Correct. Or waltonartscenter.org, 443-5600 to call the box office. And really, our Facebook page is busy right now. It's the best place to get all of our info. So that's facebook.com/Walton Arts Center.
Or just go to Facebook and put in Walton Arts Center.
Search,
Yeah, for sure.
Thank you, Jody.
Thank you.
Jody Beznoska is Vice President of Communications at Walton Arts Center.
Major news outlets used to refer to some people as illegal aliens. But nowadays,
the undocumented immigrants have made it.
Millions of illegal immigrants living.
Undocumented immigrants.
The illegal immigrant from Mexico.
They're reflecting what's happening in society. We're trying to sort out how to think about these people.
The media, immigration, and semantics later on All Things Considered from NPR News.
That's All Things Considered this afternoon at 3 here on KUAF.